We're on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. In yesterday's shiur, we finished the Mishnah. I just want to make one last addition to what we said. When it says at the end of the Mishnah, Elu v'Elu Nisrafim Abeis Hadeshen, and we're talking about Par V'Sar Shel Yom HaKippurim, or Parim U'Seirim HaNisrafim, which are burnt at the Beis Hadeshen. This Beis Hadeshen is not to be identified with the Beis Hadeshen that was designated for the Trumas Hadeshen on a daily basis every morning, which was located Al Yad, right next to the Kevesh HaMizbeach. We're talking here, as the Mishnah says in Tomid, about the Beis Hadeshen that's Chutz Mirushalayim, outside of Gimel Machnas, and that was the place where they did the Sreif of the Parim HaNisrafim, the Seirim HaNisrafim. And now we can start the Gemara. We learned in a Braisa that comes to embellish the Reish of our Mishnah. The Reish of our Mishnah opens up with Kodshei Kodshim Shchitosam Batsofon, and we're going to leave the Braisa for a little bit later on. Now the Gemara is going to ask the following question: V'nisne nami v'kibul dover b'kli sharis batzofon. If you'll notice, there's something a little bit odd about our mission at the beginning of Perek Eizim Makomon. On the one hand, when it comes to par v'sar shel Yom HaKippur, the mission is outspoken that the Kabbal Saddam requires kli sharis batzofon. When it comes to Parim HaNisrafim, and once again, the Kibul Damam B'Klishores Batsofon. But if you go back to the beginning of the Mishnah, with regard to Kodshei Kodshim, Chatos, Hashomos, Olomos, Olos, it says Shchitos Batsofon, but what's completely omitted here is Kibul Damam B'Klishores Batsofon. And the Gemara wants to know, why is that din omitted from the ratio with regard to Kodshei Kodshim, Shchitosan Batsofon. And the Gemara first suggests that there's one exceptional case that defies this rule of Kodshei Kodshim, Klishores Batsofon, that the Kabbal Saddam has to be Batsofon. And that's the case of Asham Mitzor. Kevin Deikat Asham Mitzor, the Gemara answers, Dekibul Domo Biyadhu Shairi. Once there's an exceptional case, the Mishnah didn't want to mention the klal. The exceptional case is Asham Mitzora. And in the case of Asham Mitzora, the Torah requires Kibul Dam Biyad. So it means that after the Shechita, the Kohen is Mekabel the Dam in his calf, in his hand, and the Gemara is going to clarify this immediately. Shairi, therefore, the Mishnah, instead of saying Kabbal Saddam B'Klishores in the Reisha by Kodshei Kodshim, and omitted that because of this, in deference, if you will, to this exceptional case of Hasham Mitzora, where the Kabbal Saddam is not B'Kli, but rather B'Yad. This is one category of Kodshei Kodshim, where the Torah says that you need Kabbalas HaKohen B'Kapo B'Yodo. And this is an exception to the general rule that applies in Kodshei Kodshim in general regarding Kabbalas Adam B'Kli. Now the Gemara is going to analyze this. And the Gemara is going to try to prove that in fact, even in the case of Sham Mitzorah, we require Kabbalas Adam B'Kli Shares. And the din of Kabbalas Domo Biyad is not meant to undermine the general requirement of Kabbalas Adam B'Kli Shares, but with regard to Hasham Mitzora, there's a twofold, two-pronged process, two dimensions of Kabbalas Adam, two purposes and functions of Kabbalas Adam. One, Kabbalas Adam for purpose A is classical and requires Kabbalas Adam B'Klishores. The other, which is very unique to Hasham Mitzora, that function and that purpose requires, the Torah requires Kabbalas Domo Biyad. So we'll see that in a minute. First, the Gemara is going to ask, for lo, is it really true that Hashat Metzorah is completely mufka from the din, the requirement of Kabbalas Domo B'Klisharis V'Katani Lo L'Kaman? The Tana, in truth, that down on forward on Nundalit Omid Beis establishes that even with regard to Hashem Mitzorah, the requirement of Klisharis applies, as it does in general for all Korbanos. And the language of the Mishnah is Hashem Nazir Vasham Mitzorah Shritosu Batzof V'Kilu Dom V'Klisharis Batzofon. So since we see explicitly in the Mishnah that even in the case of Hashem Mitzorah, the requirement of Klisharis applies, why then does our Mishnah omit it as far as Kodshei Kodshim is concerned? In the ratio of our Mishnah, it should have mentioned Klisharis Batzofon. And there's no exception here in the case of Hashem Mitzorah, but Hashem Mitzorah likewise requires Kabbalas Hadam B'Klisharis. So the Gemara explains the following. Meikara, when we began this discussion about Kodshei Kodshim in general, Savar, the Tana understood in our Mishnah, when addressing Kodshei Kodshim in general, that Kibul Dhamma with regard to Hashem Mitzorah Biyadhu. And therefore couldn't have said that Kibul Dhamma B'Klisharis regarding Kodshei Kodshim, recognizing this exceptional rule in the case of Hashem Mitzorah. In other words, in the case of the Dam of Hashem Mitzorah, the Kabbalah is not exclusive, it does not exhaust itself with Kabbalah B'Kli. In other words, it's not Kabbalah B'Kli Bilvad, but rather there's another requirement for another purpose with regard to a different volume of Dam in the case of Hashem Mitzorah that requires Yad, and therefore Shire. The Mishnah omits the universal requirement of Kabbalas Hadam B'Kli because in the case of Hashem Mitzorah, Kevon Delo Sagile Ela B'Kli, in other words, the rule that applies in all Kodshim, that you need Kabbalas Hadam B'Kli, and that's it, that's the beginning and the end, meaning there's no additional requirement of Kabbalas Hadam Biyad without a Kli, because in the case of Hashem Mitzorah, it's not enough, it's not sufficient to be Makabal Hadam B'Kli, you also require a Kabbalas Hadam Biyad. Hadar Tani, but later on in the Mishnah on Daf Nun Dalid, the Tana includes Hashem Mitzorah explicitly in the requirement of Kabbalas Hadam B'Kli, because Hashem Mitzorah does require not only Kabbalas Hadam Biyad, but also Kabbalas Hadam B'Kli. Now the Gemara is going to quote the Brice that I mentioned before to shed a light and define these two Kabbalos Hadam in Hashem Mitzorah, that Hashem Mitzorah is a more complicated subject with regard to Kabbalas Hadam. Tesanya, the Braisa says that if you look in the parasha of Hashem Mitzorah, Vayikra Yedalid, it says there that you need Kabbalas Hadam, and it says, V'lokach HaKohen Midam HaOsham. And the Braisa is going to derive from this pasuk that when it says, V'lokach HaKohen Midam HaOsham, although the word V'lokach, which means Kabbalas Hadam, which is immediately following Shechita, of course, that's called V'lokach, that the Torah is going to require not only V'lokach, which would be a classical Kodshim concept of Kabbalas Hadam and requirement of Kabbalas Hadam. And Yochel, therefore, I would think, if I only had the pasuk V'lokach, which means that the Kabbalas Hadam of the dam coming out of the tzavara behema on the part of the Kohen has to be bekli, like classical Kabbalah Saddam. And that would be the be-all and the end-all, the beginning and the end of Kabbalah Saddam in the case of Hashem Mitzor, Tabit Lomar. However, the Torah, in addition to V'lokach HaKohen Midama Hashem, the Torah requires V'nosan. So we're going to see this pasuk V'nosan in the case of Mitzorah. And the Torah tells us that you need Nesina Saddam. Now, what is this Nesina Saddam? Usually we associate in our minds Nesina Saddam with Zrika Saddam al Mizbeach. But let's read the pasuk in the parish of Mitzorah. Again, we're referring to Vayikra Yudalit, and there it says V'nosan. Let's emphasize the word V'nosan, but we'll read the rest of the pasuk. Al Tnuch Ozen Hamitaher Hayimanis Val Boin Yadar Mionis Val Boin Raglo Hayimanis, which means that in addition to what's called the Matan Shemen, that the Kohen, within the context of the process of purifying the Mitzorah, requires a second Nesina. The first Nesina, that is the Nesinas Shemen. And that's again, Al Ozno, Ubahonosov, and Bahonos Raglo. All of these dimensions of Nesinas Shemen, B'mitzorah Mini Al Gufo, Shel Mitzorah, where the Torah requires on the Yom HaShmini L'Taroso that with his Karbonos he brings a Lug Echad Shemen, and after the Dam of the Osham is put on the Tnuch Ozno Valbonosov, then there's another Nesina in the same places, the same three places on the body of the Mitzorah from the Shemen. With regard to the Matnos HaShemen, in the case of Mitzorah Oni, the Torah there, Vayikra Yudal, says, V'hiza HaKohen Betzbo HaYimanis Min HaShemen, Asher HaKapo HaSmalis, Sheva Pa'omim L'fnei HaShem, V'nasan HaKohen Min HaShemen Asher HaKapo Al Tnuch Ozen HaMetayer. And from this pasuk we derive that the Kohen has to put from the Shemen onto the Guf HaMetzorah, and the Kohen has to dip into the Shemen with his Etzba. And because of the equation between these Matonos of Shemen and the Matonos of Dam, which are all in the same exact place, then Matonos Hadam also require Etzba Shel Kohen. So again, in the Mitzorah Parsha, we have both Lekicha and Nesina. In fact, Lekicha and Nesina appear twice in the Parsha of Mitzorah. Once with regard to Mitzorah's Ashir, who is able, he has the possessions, he has the financial estate that allows him to bring three behemos together with the menachas and the nesachim. But there's another parasha of Mitzorah Ani, and in both parashas the Torah requires Lekicha and Nesina. Lekicha, which is Kabbalah Saddam, is classic and requires a Kli Shares. But Nesina requires Etzba Shel Kohen, and when it says Nesina, Ma Nesina, Biatzmo Shel Kohen, notice the Nesina on the Ozen, the Bahonos of the Mitzorah, requires the Guf of the Kohen, the Atzmo Shel Kohen, that the Kohen puts the Dam from his Etzba onto those three places of the body of the Mitzorah. Aflekicha, because of this equation between Lekicha, which is Kabbalah Saddam, and the Sina, the Atzmo Shel Kohen, that the Kohen has to be Makabal the Dam, not just to be Nosein the Dam, but also to be Makabal the Dam, Bekapo Shel Kohen, Begufo Shel Kohen. Yochol, I might think, Sha'af, even with regard to the Zrika HaMizbeach, in other words, the Kabbalah Saddam for the purpose of Zrika on the Mizbeach, I might think that Cain, the same halacha would apply, and the Dam that's received by the Kohen for the purpose of Zrika likewise requires Kapo Shel Kohen, Gufo Shel Kohen, or Atzmo Shel Kohen. Talmud Lomar, the Torah says in the Parsha Mitzorah, ki kachatas ha'osham hu la'kohen. And here's a hekesh between Menashav, Metzorah, and Chatos to teach us ma chatos te'una kli. You need kabolas hadam beklisharis in the case of chatos, af osham ta'un kli bekabolas dama. Nimtzeis ata omer, Asham Mitzorah, the din of Asham Mitzorah is the following. Shnei Kohanim, a Kabbalah is Domo. The Dam coming out of the Asham is going to be received by two Kohanim. Echad, one is going to be Makabal the Dam Biyad. The Echad Bikli. And one is going to be Makabal the Dam in a Kli. And what's going to be the difference between the two Kohanim? The one who's makabel the dam in a kli because of this hekesh to all karbot chatos is boloitz on his mizbeach. He takes the kli and he brings it over to his mizbeach and he does the zrika on the kronos on his mizbeach, on the karnos on his mizbeach. But zeh shekibel biyad, the other kohen received the dam in the kaf yado boloitz on mitzora, and he's going to do the nesina sadam on the gufo shel mitzora with his etzba. Dipping his finger into the dam that's in the kafayad, al tnuch ozno ayumonis al boinyo the menonis uboin raglo ayumonis. So here we have the two different categories of kabbalah sadam with regard to Hashem Mitzorah. The classical nesina of kabbalah sadam in a klisharis for the purpose of Zrika al Gabi Mizbeach, and that's derived from the Pasuk Ki Chatas HaOsham Hu. So you need a Klisharis for that, and that's what the Mishnah later on, Adaf Nun Gimel, Nun Dalet, is going to require explicitly that in Hashem Mitzorah you need Kabbalah Sadam with Klisharis B'Tzofon. And then there's going to be a different Kabbalah Sadam, which is derived in the Parashat Mitzorah from V'Lokach and V'Nasan, that just that the Nesina requires Gufo Shel Kohen, which means the sprinkling of the placing of the dam on the various parts of the body of the mitzvah requires the etzba shel kohen. So to the lekicha, meaning the kabbalah sadam, when the Torah says v'lokach hakohen midam ha'osham, that's referring to kabbalah sadam bi etzba biyad the kafyad for the purpose of the nesina on the goof of the mitzvah to be mitar the mitzvah. And in the pasuk it says v'lokach hakohen midam ha'osham, and that v'lokach hakohen midam ha'osham requires gufo shel kohen, atzmo shel kohen, and that's why our mishnah here at the beginning of Zvachim omits mention in kodshi kodshim of the requirement of kabbalah sadam v'klishareis patzofon in order to recognize that there is one exception, and that's Hashem Mitzorah, which although it does require midin classical kodshim a kabbalah sadam be klisharis, but nevertheless the Mishnah wants to imply that kabbalah sadam klisharis is not sufficient. We're gonna designate another kohen whose kabbalah sadam in the case of Hashem Mitzorah is for the purpose of what we call v'lokach v'nosan for the purpose of the matan dam on the tnuch ozno, etc., etc., of the mitzorah. And now we're up to daf memches omer aleph. The Mishnah had established that with regard to chatos hapnimius, par v'sor shel yom ha-kippurim shchitosa batzofon. And now we're talking about chatos. Where is the source for the requirement of tzofon? Is the original source in the Torah the parash of Chatos? The Gemara says, no. Michti, the halach of Shechita b'tzofon bi'ola ksiv. In the Torah explicitly, it's only in the parash of Ola. Ola is ba'a min atzon, at the beginning of parashas Vayikra. And the Torah says, v'shachat oso al yerech ha'mizbeach tzofona. The din of tzofon with regard to Chatos is derived from Ola with a Hekesh. In Chatos, which is further on in Vayikra Vav, it says, Bimkom Asher Tishochet HaOla Tishochet HaChatos. telling us that just like Ola requires Shechita Batzafon, so too Chatos requires Shechita Batzafon, is Nisne Ola Bereisha. Shouldn't the Mishnah have opened up with Ola, because that's the explicit paradigm of the requirement of Shechita Batzafon in the Torah itself? It's only because a later Hekesh equating Chatos to Ola that we derive the requirement of Tzafon and Chatos from Ola. So Ola should have been listed in the opening line of the Mishnah. And in truth, the din of Chatos, the din of Tzafon b'Chatos, is the opening line in that Mishnah. Later on in the Mishnah, Daf Nun Gimel and Beis, we'll see the din of Tzafon, the requirement of Tzafon in Ola. So the Gemara answers, a classical answer, is Chatos, Aydi Diyasi Midrasha Chavivile. That which is derived from a drasha, meaning Torah Baal Peh, it's not explicit in Torah b'Chsav, that's called Chavivale. You know, this is counterintuitive. You would have thought Torah Shmiksav first, and that's Olah, Torah Shmal Peh, second of Chatos. And you have a Hekesh, and although it's not explicit, but it's derived. Now, why is it that I see, Aydi Diasi Midrash Chavivale? Why is Torah Shmal Peh more Chavivale? So again, this is more of a hashkafic discussion about the relationship between Torah Shmiksav and Torah Shmal Peh. But throughout Shas, we see a certain chavivus. You'll see at the beginning of Brachas and in Dharam elsewhere, and in Krisus as well, that which is derived in Torah Shmal Peh has a certain chavivus in Torah Shmal Peh itself, meaning in the Mishnah itself. The Gemara, for example, in the Dharam, Adaf Gimel, tells us explicitly that the Tana, the Mishnah, tells us first that which is Mefurish B'Torah, and then afterwards that which is derived from a drasha. That seems to be antithetical to what we're saying here. But the answer is that even this drasha that's derived in Chatos from B'Mokom Asher Tishchara Ola Tishchara Chatos is really Ksuva B'Torah. It's really explicit in the Torah. And that's Pshuta Shel Mikra. But yet it's considered chaviva to the Tana because Ola, with regard to the Tzafon, is explicit. In Chatos, it's through an ofen, sort of a similarity, a structure that's similar to Hekesh. However, there are those who want to suggest that there's a chidush here in Chatos that changes its din because of the fact that it's derived from a Hekesh, and it's mamish a Hekesh. And Dovar Ad Nilmad, that's something that's derived from a Hekesh, and has new dinim as a result of this Hekesh, is Eno Yochel, Aidea Hekesh, Eno Yochel Ulalamid Es Dino Dovar Shlishi Behekesh. We said that something that is derived from Hekesh cannot teach a third din in and of itself. So Chatos can no longer turn around and teach us other dinim of Tzafon because Chatos itself is considered a Hekesh. And this is all going to be clarified in the Gemara later on, Adaf Nun Hei. So again, whether we define the halacha, the derivation of the requirement of Tzafon and Chatos as explicit in the Torah or as Hekesh, in any event, the Gemara calls it Chavivale. A certain Chavivus for Torah Shebal Peh. The Chazal say that the bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael is on Torah Shebal Peh. And perhaps the Kibu V'Kiblu, the new Kabbalah Satorah, later on B'Simcha, was on Torah Shebal Peh. And Torah Shebal Peh is really the key, and also indicates and reflects on the chidush of the Gedolei Torah, that the Chachmei HaMesorah have the ability to analyze the Torah, interpret it, and come up with new insights. That's the greatness, the infinite nature of Torah Shebal Peh. The Gemara asks, V'nisne chatos hachitzonios. Why does the Tana begin with the requirement of Tzafon and chatos hapnimios, rather than chatos hachitzonios? Again, just to review what we know, a chatos chitzona is a chatos that requires rikas dam on the mizbeach hachitzon, not in the heichal. Now, with regard to chatos chachitzonios, let's mention just a few examples. There's chatos yochid, you know, person who violated an isakaris b'shogi. There's seirei roshei chadoshim and seirei moados. These are all cases of chatos chitzonios. And the din of, and the requirement of tzofon, chatos chitzonios, appears first in the Torah. It's only afterwards that we have a din of tzofon in chatos pnimius, meaning in par v'sor shel yom kippurim, or in parim u'se'irim hanisrafim. And if you take a look at the pasuk, it says, "B'makom asher tishochat ha'ola tishochat hachatos," which you remember, that was the pasuk in Vayikra Zion that was the source for the equation to Ola and the requirement in Vayikra Vav, excuse me, and the requirement of Tzofon in Chatos. That parish itself is written in Chatos Yochid, in a classical Chatos, which is a Chatos Chitzonah. It's only later in the pasuk that we derive the requirement of tzofon in chatos pnimios. And chatos pnimios is later on in Vayikra Tezayin in Parshas Achrimos. So the Gemara answers, "Aidi denichnas domim lifnai v'lifnim chavivale." The reason why the Mishnah chose to begin the requirement of tzofon with chatos pnimios is because of the special chavivus of chatos pnimios, and therefore the Torah Baal Peh is going to change the order of Torah Bechsav. And chatos pnimios, the dam is nizrak b'kodesh kadoshim, lifnai v'lifnim in the kodesh kadoshim. Now, it's difficult to say that we have to take this literally, because it's not really true that all chatos pnimios require zrikas adam b'kodshei kodshim. So possibly what the Gemara has in mind here is lifnai v'lifnim means in some chatos pnimios we require lifnai v'lifnim, and others we require lifnim, which means in the heichal, and that also gives it a certain chavivus, and therefore the Tana chooses to be makdim chatos pnimios in this halacha of tzofon. The Gemara asks, "Vitzafona biola hechik siva." We've already established that the source, the original source for tzofon as a requirement in shkita, is in ola. Where is that in ola? And again, we're talking about the tzfon hazara. There are all sorts of issues exactly where the Tzfon HaZora extends and where the Mizbeach exactly is situated. But in any event, in the parish of Olas Tzon, at the very beginning of Vayikra, it says, "V'shachat oso al yerach ha-Mizbeach Tzofona." So this is with regard to Tzon. The Gemara is really asking about the case of Bakar. Let's just see how the Gemara develops this. Ashkechan ben Tzon, we find explicitly the requirement of Tzofon in an Olas Tzon, but ben Bakar minolan, how do we know that an Olas Bakar also requires Tzofon? Now this question of the Gemara is not only relevant to Ola, but also to Chatos, Haba min ha-bakar. How do we know that requires tzofon? Because chatos, the requirement of tzofon, is derived from the hekish ta'ola. And if the pasuk of ola that requires tzofon is addressing the case of ben tzon, and only ben tzon, then we would only be allowed or able to derive the din of tzofon in chatos in the case of chatos haba min ha-tzon. Rashi points this all out. Tosus asks a question that we find in many places, that we derive a certain halacha in a certain category of a karbon. And once we do so, then we generalize it. So we might derive tzofon from ola in the case of tzon, but in the case of chatos, once having derived from ola, then we could apply it to Ben Bakar. And the reason for that is because the case of Chatos includes both Tzon and Ben Bakar. So the Gemara answers the following. Omar Kra, in the parish of Olas Tzon at the beginning of Vayikra, it says, V'im min Hatzon Karbano. And before this parasha of Olas Tzon, the Torah opens up with the parasha of Olas Bakar. And between the two, we have what's called an extra Vav. And we apply the principle of Vav Mosif Al Inyan Rishon. So take a look at this pasuk of Olas Tzon, which teaches us Tzafon. It says, Ve'im min Hatzon Karbano. The Vav links up the previous parasha of Bakar, Olas Bakar, with this parasha of Olas Tzon. And that creates a kind of a, it's almost like a Vav meaning a hook, that hooks together the parasha of Bakar Tzon that appears first with the later parasha of Tzon. Bakar and Tzon now become linked together. And they're both written in one parasha with a connecting Vav. And V'yilmad ha'elyon min ha'tachton. In other words, the Elyon, which is first, is Olas Bakar, is going to be derived from Tachton, the next one, which is Olas Tzon. And just like the Torah requires Tzafon in the Shechit of Olas Tzon, therefore in the Elyon, which is the first parasha of Bakar, of Olas Bakar, likewise we're going to require Shechit of Tzafon. But this touches on a power keg, you know, some very explosive issue about how to derive halachas and how to interpret a vav in general in the Torah itself. And it comes up many, many times. According to one opinion, lemeidim, we can't derive an elyon from a tachton. When there's a vav mosif, then it works in both directions. You know, it's not just that the Rishon is going to shed a light on the tachton, but it goes backwards, upwards, if you will, from the tachton back to the Rishon, from the Achron back to the Rishon. And that's fine. Then we could say that Bakar is derived from Tzon. And Bakar, the Elyon, the Rishon, is derived from Tzon, the Tachton, and the requirement of Shechita B'Tzafon. And Ella, but Laman Diomar, according to another opinion, which we're going to soon see, that Ein Lemeidim, in other words, the Vav, Mosif, is not a two-way street. And we don't apply the principle of lemeidim zeh mizeh, but rather the Rishon, the first one, teaches something about the Achron, but it doesn't go back reciprocally, and the Achron tells you something about the Rishon. The Rishon cannot be derived from the Achron. Is Michael of Meimar, then your source for Tzafon in Olas Bakar is not valid. Now the Gemara brings this machlokus in its original source about how to interpret a vav. What's the power of the vav mosif, alinyan rishon desanya? We learned it a brisa. And this brisa is going to talk about the parsha of Asham Talui. Now Asham Talui is in Vayikra Perik Hay. And we're talking about an Asham Shebal Asafek. And we'll soon see that Asham Abal Asafek, otherwise known as Asham Talui, is the Achron. The Rishon, which is brought earlier in the Torah, in that same section, is Asham Me'ilos, which means a carbon Asham for a person who embezzled Hegdesh inadvertently. And the parasha that comes after Asham Me'ilos is called Asham Talui, and it opens up with the V'im Nefesh, which is now quoted first in this brisa that we're studying now, that Asham Talui opens up with V'im Nefesh. The Vav of V'im Nefesh is the Mosif Al Inyan Rishon. We'll read the entire pasuk. It says V'im Nefesh Ki Secheta V'yasta Achas Mikol Mitzvah Hashem asher lo teasena velo yada. And velo yada means he's not aware of the sin. He's in a suffix situation. Did he violate this sin or did he not? And the Torah says, "V'nasa avonu v'hevi ayal tamim minatzon bi'erkecha li'asham." Again, each one of these words is going to be significant as we go through this sugya. The ayal and the fact that it says bi'erkecha li'asham. But in any event, we're talking now about the parsha of asham tolui in the case of safek. That opens up with the words Ve'im Nefesh Kisefto Vatavav is going to be Mechaber, is going to lead us or link us back to the previous parasha, which is the parasha of Asham Me'ilos, a Karman Asham that's generated by the Avera of a person who enjoys Hegdesh, again Bishkaga, which he wasn't allowed to do. And that parasha also in Vayikra Hey is in Pasuk Tesvav, v'nefesh ki simol ma'al, v'chat'a b'shkaga mikotche Hashem, v'hevias ashamo l'Hashem ayel tomi min atzon. So we're talking about nene min ha'hegdesh b'shogeg. And what do we derive from this Vav Mosif? So we first start with the opinion in this brisa of Rabbi Akiva, l'chayev, al safek me'ilos asham tolui, divrei Rabbi Akiva. In other words, the issue here is to what extent or what's the scope of asham tolui. We know that if a person is in a safek situation, in the case of an avera, let's say an avera sheyesh bo b'mezid kares, that he has to bring in that suffix situation an asham tolui. What about another avera, which we'll see the Gemara is going to clarify later, is not an avera which generates kares, and that's me'ila, and he's misupak about it. So when we have this halach of asham tolui in a case of suffix, would Safek Me'ila qualify to be included within the parish of Asham Tolui and generate a chiyuv of Asham Tolui? Rabbi Akiva says yes. So for example, let's say he has in front of him two chatichos. One is Hegdesh, one is Chulin. He thought mistakenly they were both Chulin, and he had enough from one of these two pieces. Then he finds out later that one of these two pieces was Hegdesh. He doesn't know whether the Hanoi he had was from the Chaticha of Hegdesh. His Rabbi Akiva would say in such a case, he has to bring an Asham Tolui. And that's going to prevent him from punishment. Again, if he finds out later what he did, that's something else. But as long as he doesn't know, then he has to bring an Asham Tolui. When he finds out for sure that in fact, unfortunately, he was Nene min HaHegdesh, then he has to bring what's called an Asham Me'ilos. But in the case of Safek, is he included in Asham Tolui? Rabbi Akiva says yes, because he applies the principle of Yilmad Elyon min HaTachton, that it goes in both ways. And therefore, when the Torah says V'im Nefesh in Asham Tolui, the V'im Nefesh sheds a light on Asham Me'ilos to tell me that in the case of Safek Me'ila, like in the case of a classical Safek, let's say he doesn't know, he has two chatichos, he doesn't know if he ate the chalev or if he ate the shuvan, because they both look similar and he doesn't know which one he ate, he brings an Asham Tolui. So too if he has two chatichos, he has Chulin and Hegdesh, and he doesn't know if he ate the Hegdesh, he has to bring an Asham Tolui. That's because Rabbi Akiva maintains the position that Avav HaMosif Al Inyan Rishon allows us to go upwards, and the Tachton is going to teach us something about the Elyon. The Elyon, again, is a case of Me'ila, and now in a case of Safek Me'ila, by virtue of the V'im Nefesh, the Vav that opens up the next parasha of Asham Talui, in the case of a Sufik Me'ilah, he has to bring an Asham Talui. V'chachomim potrim. V'chachomim say that no, in a case of Sufik Me'ilah, he doesn't bring an Asham Talui. Why not? So the Gemara suggests, my lava hakam ifli, mar sovra lemeidim, mar sovra ain lemeidim. Rabbi Kiva is willing to derive the achron from the tachton, so the tachton becomes a melamed on the rishon, and mar sovra the chachomim maintain, no, that that's not the power and scope of a vav hamosif. The vav hamosif allows the achron, the parsha number two that opens with a vav, to be connected to the previous parasha and derive halachas from the previous parasha, but the previous parasha stands on its own, independent, and it doesn't derive any halachas from the achron. And if this be the case, if we go like the chachamim, then we're stuck with the case that we started with about tzafon, the requirement of tzafon in olas bakar, because olas bakar in the Torah appears before olas tzon, so olas bakar is the rishon, and the vav mosif that opens up the parsha of olas tzon, the vav that says v'shachat osa yerach hamizbeach tzafon, which is in pasuk yud aleph, that could not shed a light on the parsha that came before it of olas bakar, and that's where we're stuck at this particular point. So Omar of Papa, Papa says, no, the Kuli Alma Lemedim, you made a big mistake here. Everybody, even the Chachamim, agree that you could derive from the Tachton, from the Achron, the Rishon, through the Vav Mosif. And if you ask the question, and if you ask the question, why then does Olas Bokar require Tzafon? It's the answer is the Vav Mosif Al Inyan Rishon. And the Tzon will teach me about Bakar. Oh, so now you'll ask me another question. So why did the Chachamim say that Safik Me'ilah doesn't require Hashem Tol? There's another reason, which is based on Gzeira Shava, that's going to teach me that Safik Me'ilah does not require Hashem Tol. Nemar Kan in Hashem Tol, it says in Vayikra He, V'yasasa Achas Mikol Mitzvah Hashem, Asher Lo Te'asena. So let's emphasize the word mitzvos. V'nemar v'chatos chelev in a person who ate chelev v'shogin has to bring a korban chatos. And that's in Perek Dalet of Sefer Vayikra. It says, ba'asosa achas mi mitzvos Hashem asher lo te'asena. Also the word mitzvos. And this gives me, this produces a gzeir shoveh mitzvos mitzvos. Ma'ala hala, just like in the case of chatos chelev. Is dover shechayav and al zdono karis al shigos al chatos? What kind of avera would generate a chatos? It's only an avera which, had it been violated b'mezid, would require it would be punishable by karis. So on its shkoga you bring a chatos. Afkan here too in the parish of Hashem Tolui. What kind of avera? If you had a suffix about whether he violated the avera, what kind of, what level of an avera, what stringency or chumras avera and the level of the avera would generate in the case of Safek of Karban Hashem Tolui? Is Chayov and Aleh al Zdonu Karis Val Shigot Sechatos? So if he doesn't know in Chatich Achs Mishteach Tichos whether he ate the Chelev or he ate the Shuman, there, since had he done it b'mezid in Chelev, he would have to bring, he would be Chayv Karis. And b'shogeg echatos, if he's mesupak about it, then he's chayev and Hashem Tolui. But in the case of Me'ilah, even had he violated Me'ilah b'mezid, there's no chayev kares for violating Me'ilah. And therefore, a suffix about Me'ilah, in the case of one chaticha, which is hegdesh, or one chaticha is chulin, he would certainly not be chayev and Hashem Tolui. And that gzeirah shava is so powerful that the Gemara now turns around and asks about Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that in the case of Safik Me'ilah Yechayev and Hashem Tolui, even though there's no possibility of Karis in Me'ilah, even had he violated Me'ilah b'mezid, what is he going to do with this gzeirah shava of mitzvos mitzvos? And the Gemara answers, Ma'la halon bikvu'ah is afkan bikvu'ah. This is going to teach us that just like a chatas chelev, we're talking about a carbon kavua, which is common, which is identical for both an ani and an ashir. The flip side of kavua is olav yored. That both an ani and an ashir, in the case of chatas chelev, bring a kizba or a seira. Seira is izim lechatas. And so too in the case of Hashem Tolui, when he has a suffik, it's a suffik in a kvua, meaning he's mesupik about a chet, which had he known bevada that he violated that chet, he would bring a chatos kvua. Meaning there are two types of categories of chatos. There's the olav yored, and then which reflects the financial status of the person. And it's chatas kvua, which means bring a kizba or a seira, and that's it, whether you're an ashir or an ani. Now, where is a chatas? What is the category of a chatas that will shift relative to the financial status of the person who needs to bring the chatas? Lafuki chatas de tumas migdash v'kadosha. If we're talking about a person who entered into the migdash bituma, or he ate kodesh bituma, and in such a case, tumas aguv, and in such a case he has to bring a korban chatas. However, this is the olav yored, who this is a korban that's relative to the financial status of the person. So if he's an ashir, then he brings a kizba or seira. If he's an ani, then he doesn't bring a kizba seira, but rather he brings shtei torim or shnei bnei yona, one as an ola, one as a chatos. If he's a dal bidalus, he's really poor, he can't even afford these birds, then he brings an asir saifa solus lamincha. All this is in the parasha of hanichnas lemigdash Bituma in Vayikra Perek He. There's also another parasha of a person who takes a shvua sheker that he doesn't know edus, or a person who takes a shvua and then he violates his shvua. There also we have a karbon ola v'yored. So now let's ask about Asham Tolui in these cases. Again, Asham Tolui means that had he known for sure that he violated the Averi, b'chayv achatos, because of Shigigoso, because of Zdono Bekaris. Now we're talking about Averos, which if he would have known for sure that he violated the Avera, he would bring a chatos. In the cases of Nichnas Lemigdash or Ochal Kodesh Bituma, in the cases of Shvuas Eidus or a violation of his Shvuah, in all these cases of Chatos, we would therefore assume, until this Gzeirah Shav of Mitzvos, that if he's Mesupak about all these cases that we mentioned, he should bring an Asham Tolui. Comes along the Gzeirah Shav, says Rabbi Akiva, of Mitzvos, to teach me that Asham Tolui only applies to a Chatos, meaning had he been Vadai about it, had he known for sure, of kvua, a chatas kvua. But in those cases where the chatas, had he known about it, would be a different kind of chatas, would be an olav yored, where the Torah sort of lowers its standards in those averas, then he doesn't bring an asham tolui, because just like in the parish of chatas it says mitzvos, so too in the parish of asham tolui it says mitzvos. And now the Gemara asks the question of Rabbanon, do Rabbanon extend Asham Tolui to include these cases of what we call a chatos of olav yored? And the answer is no. Ein gzeira shava lemechza. The gzeira shava goes to teach me as much as we possibly can. We maximize its potential. So therefore, the gzeira shava is going to teach us not machzis adinim, but all adinim. It's going to tell me that there's no Asham Tolui in the case of Me'ila, because it's absent the chatos for a zdono kares. And again, this despite the fact that there was a vav mosif al inyan rishon, which would have equated Asham Tolui with Asham Me'ilos, and again the Vav would go both directions, but now we have a Gzeir Shova that's coming Lafuke, it's undermining the Vav most of all in Yerishon and establishing that in the case of Safek Me'ilah, he does not bring an Asham Tolui. And in addition, this Gzeir Shova is going to teach me then in a case where the chatas would be a chatas of Olav Yored, there's no chiyuv of Asham Tolui. So therefore there's no problem, the Rabbanu would argue, to derive two things from a Gzeir Shova, because Ein Gzeir Shova Lemechza. The Gemara is so convinced that Ein Gzeir Shova Lemechza that it now turns the problem into Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva Nami. Ein Gzeir Shova Lemechza. The Gemara assumes, and this is explicit in Krisus Daf Chav Beis, that Ein Gzeir Shova Lemechza, according to everybody, even Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara answers, no, Rabbi Akiva is worried about the Vav Mosif Alinyan Risha, which includes Me'ila, meaning Safik Me'ila in Asham Tolui. And even though, based on the Gzeir Shova Techatos, we would exclude it, because it's not Zdono Kares, but nevertheless, the power of Vav Mosif Alinyan Rishon is greater than the power of a Gzeir Shova, meaning Gzeir Shova is kind of general, and you know, it gives us a carte blanche and a green light to derive whatever we can one way or the other in both directions. That's the Gzeir Shova. But the Gzeir Shova doesn't necessarily pinpoint exactly which specific halachas are to be derived from the Gzeir Shova. But Vav Mosif Alinyan Rishon, which is, you know, two psukim that are continuous with a Vav comparing, connecting them, that's already like almost mefurish bekra, that the Torah is almost outspoken about the fact that Asham Toli applies even in Safik Me'ila, despite the fact that there's no Zdono Karis, it's not similar to Chatas Chelev, is Rabbi Akiva Savar, that V'im Nefesh Ksiv, and that's Vav Mosif, Al Inyan Rishon, and therefore that is Lafuki from the Gzeirah Shav of Rabbanan Nami. So what are the Rabbanan going to argue against? Because now we're holding, as Rav Papa pointed out, that even the Rabbanan agree, Rav Mosif Halisa Rishon, to connect it in a two-way street in both directions, Haksivim Nefesh. So the Gemara answers, Leimah Mahakam Miflagli Mar Sovar. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that Hekesh Adif, that the Vav Mosif Halinyan Rishon creates a Hekesh between Asham Tolui and Me'ilos, that's more powerful than a Gzeir Shova, as we explained above. Umar Sov, but the Chachamim are of the opinion that Gzeir Shova Adif, that Hekesh is a weaker kind of Limud. And in Hilchas Yalfusos, the top of the pinnacle of this whole pyramid, what stands at the top of the pyramid is Gzeir Shova, and we have to exhaust and exploit Gzeir Shova to its maximum, even if it means overriding a Hekesh. And the Gemara rejects this. No. Lo, the Kuli Alma Hekesh Adif. Hekesh is considered very specific, whereas we said before, Gzeir Shova is more general. So the Hekesh could whittle down and restrict the scope of Gzeir Shova. But the Amri Loch Rabbanon, the Rabbanon hold that in this case, the Gzeir Shova is not going to override the power of the Hekesh of Vav Mosif, but for a different reason. As we'll soon see, meaning, again, in general, even the Chachamim will say that Hekesh, insofar as it's more specific, will override a Gzeir Shov. But here, with regard to the question of Asham Me'ilos, in the case of a Safek Me'ila, here, the Gzeir Shova is going to run supreme, because the Vav Mosif Alinyan Rishon of the Hekesh is going to teach me some other din entirely. And what's that din? So the Gemara clarifies that Tachton Hu Degomar Mi Elyon Li Asham B'Kesef Shkolin, that the Parsha of Asham Tolui, which is the Achrona, that's the Tachton, is going to derive from the Parsha of Me'ilo, which is the Elyon, that just like In the case of Hashem Me'ila, the Torah ups the ante here and makes it more expensive. You know, the requirement is to purchase an ayal, and the Torah says bekesef shkolim. In the parsha of Me'ila in Vayikra Hey, it says veheivias ashamol Hashem ayal tovim minatzol bi'erkecha kesef shkolim. Okay, kesef shkolim is shnei sloim to buy an ayal. That's a little bit more expensive than what the Torah normally requires in kodshim, but that's the nature of Hashem Me'ila. And that's going to teach us something for the tachton, for the case of Asham Tolui, that you're going to need a shovi, a requirement of money of shnei sloim in the case of Asham Tolui. And what's the chiddush here? Shelo tomar lo yehi sveiko chomer mivadai. In the case of a suffek chet. Again, we're talking about a chet where, had he known for sure and it was delivered, he would be chayv kares. It shouldn't be, in a suffik, shouldn't be more chomer than a vadai. So let's say a person who vadai that he violated chelev, for example, is ma vadai chatos bas dinka. The Torah only requires, in the case of vadai, a cheap chatos, which you buy for the worth of ma kesef, which is relatively a small value. Danka is a shishis, which is another way of saying ma kesef, which is a shishis hadinar. So this is relatively cheap. Is af sveiko, then how much more so in the case of safek, where he doesn't know whether he ate the chelev, maybe he ate the shuman, is we would think asham bas danka. All he has to do is get away with a ma kesef. In the case of Asham Tolui, it's therefore the Torah needed this hekesh to equate Asham Tolui with that which came before it, which is Asham Me'ilos, where in the parash of Asham Me'ilos, the Torah requires Shnei Kesef Shkolim, which means Shnei Sloim, a much more expensive karmat. So again, in the parasha of Me'ila, the Torah is very machmir in terms of how much money you should require to buy the asham. And the Torah says, kesef shkolim. Again, in the pasuk, let's read it again. Ve'evius ashamol Hashem, ayal tovim min atzon, ve'erkecha kesef shkolim. So you need a shivui of shnei sloim. And we would have assumed that if we didn't have the Vav Mosif, then in the next parish of Asham Tolui, which is a kind of Chiyuv Chatos, but Pesofeg, in other words, for Chatos itself, all you require is a Basdanka, how much more so in a Sofeg in the case of Asham Tolui, but comes along the Torah, equating Asham Tolui with Hashem Me'ilos, requiring Shnei Shkolim. So that's the Vav Mosif Al Inyan Rishon. And in that case, we don't need the Vav Mosif Al Inyan Rishon to tell me that in the case of Sofik Me'ila, he has to bring an Asham Tolui. We're going to go back to the Gzeira Shova that teaches me Mitzos Mitzvos, that only Ke'en Chelev, which means Ke'en Chatos Chelev, which is Baal Onish Mezid Bekares, but not Me'ila. So the Gemara asks Rabbi Akiva, Hai Svar Minole, how does Rabbi Akiva derive this halacha that an Asham Tolui is being elevated and more strict, more stringent, requiring Shnei Sloim? Because Bishleim, according to the Chachamim, we're using the Vav Mosif Al Inyan Rishon to teach me that just like in the case of Asham Tolui, correction, just like in the case of Asham Me'ilos, we require the Torah in Me'ila jacks it up and requires Shnei Sloim, so too, through Vav Mosif Al Inyan Rishon, in the next parasha, which is Asham Tolui, we should require Shnei Sloim. Where does Rabbi Kiva derive that halacha? So the Gemara answers, Nafgaleh, he derives it from the Pasuk Vizos Torah Sa'asham. That's in Vayikra Zayin at the beginning of the parasha. It says that the Torah equates all Ashavos, Zel Zeh. And that's based on a principle called Toras, which is a category of drashas, which tells me that you can equate everything together, learn a din in one context and expand it to include the entire category. So Zos Torah Hashem, according to Rabbi Akiva, is going to teach us that all Hashemas are together in one, Mikshachas, Torachas L'chol Hashemos. And just like in the case of Me'ila, the Torah requires a Korban Hashem that has to come from a very expensive Shnei Sloim, is so too all Hashemos have to come from Shnei Sloim, and that would teach me that an Hashem totally has to come from Shnei Sloim. Now, in Masechta Menachos, on Daf Gimel, there's a major machlokas in Hilchos Drashos between Chachom and Reb Shimon about this principle called Zos, or Zos Toras, that Rabbi Shimon is the one who advocates in favor of darshaning Zos Toras, and the Chachom disagree. So Tenach Laman de Islay Toras, according to Rabbi Shimon in Menachos, who accepts that in any carbon where it says Zos Toras, we have a hekesh to include everything of that category, and not pinpoint that one specific carbon or category where it says Toras. And therefore, we can now justify that we derive all Hashemos from the pasuk Zos Toras HaOshum, that all Hashemos require Shnei Sloim, including an Oshem Tolui. Aval but Laman, the Lesley Toras L'Chachomim, there are Menachos who reject this principle of Zos Toras as a Hekesh, Mehecha Gomor. How do they derive the Halacha that all Hashemos require Shnei Sloim, including an Asham Talui? The Gemara now introduces an entirely different Gzeirah Shava, Gomar B'Erkecha B'Erkecha. In Asham Me'ilos, which is your paradigm of requiring Shnei Sloim, it says in Vayikra Hei, Vehevias Hashem Mol Hashem, Ayal Tamim Minatzon B'Erkecha. Let's emphasize the word B'Erkecha. And in the parasha of Asham Gzelos, okay, now this is the parasha there in Vayikra Hei, Pasuk Chof Hei, of Asham Gzelos. In other words, someone who stole money and then he was makhish and he took a shvuah sheker, then he admits his gzela and his shvuah sheker, he has to bring for kapora an asham gzelos. And there in the parasha of asham gzelos it says v'es ashamo yavil Hashem ayal tamim atzon bi erkecha, again the word bi erkecha. And now getting back to asham tolui in Vayikra Hey, it says v'evi ayal tamim atzon bi erkecha. So we have bi erkecha in three different places in the context of asham. We have it in asham meilos, in asham gzelos, and in asham tolui. And we're going to derive from this bi'erkecha, that just like in Hashem Me'ilos, which was the classical case where the Torah explicitly requires Shnei Sloim, so too in Hashem Me'ilos and in an Hashem Tolui, we're going to require Shnei Sloim. So the Gemara says, Tenach Hecha Dechziv bi'erkecha. You know, you can limit it to those cases where it says bi'erkecha. But there are Hashemos where the Torah doesn't say B'erkecha. For example, there's the Asham of Shivcha Harufa, that's a Chetzia Shivcha, Chetzia Baschorin, he had relations with her. She was Mu'uresesli Eved Ivri, and Abal Leho, he's not Chayv Misa, like a classical case of Baal Eishes Ish, because she's not a complete Baschorin, she's Chetzia Baschorin. So he has to bring a Korban Asham, that's in Vayikra Perek Yutes. The Loksiv B'erkecha. There's no Pasuk B'erkecha. So again, I don't have any problem with Hashem Gzelos, where it says B'erkecha. I don't have any problem with Hashem Toli, which says B'erkecha. And we could derive this from Hashem Me'ilos, where it does say B'erkecha, that Hashem Me'ilos requires Shtei Sloim. And so do we require Shnei Sloim and Hashem Gzelos and Hashem Toli. But what about Hashem Shivcha Harufa, the Loksiv B'erkecha, Ma'ikel and Meimar? How are we going to derive the requirement of Shavi Shnei Sloim? And the Gemara answers, Gomar, B'el. The Torah requires an Ayal. And in Asham Me'ilos, which is the paradigm of Shnei Sloim, it says, Vayikra Hei HaKohen Yichaper Lo B'el HaAsham. And in the case of Ayal, of El Shivcha Harufa, in Vayikra Yates, it says, V'kiper Lo HaKohen B'el HaAsham. And we're going to derive a Gzeir Shav of Be'el, Be'el, that just like Hashem Me'ilos, which is the paradigm of the requirement of Shnei Sloim, there it says it explicitly, so to Hashem Shifcha Harufa requires Shnei Sloim. Okay, Rabosai, I think we'll pick this up tomorrow. So if you want to take a look at where we got up to, Chatos Minolon Deboi Tzofon, that's going to be, Mirtz Hashem, the next sugya that we want to study. It's at the two dots, which you'll count up from the bottom of the page, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines up from the bottom of Memches Omer Aleph.